Hello, this is Marshall Bryan, pastor of Lyerly United Methodist Church, with your morning devotional on WZQZ. Good morning to everyone. Good morning to all. How many of you out there have regrets in life? I know I do. How many of you regret doing or not doing certain things in your past? I do. In fact, we all do. Perhaps there was an opportunity in your life that you passed up on and now regret. Perhaps you had the opportunity to buy expensive Apple stock when it was dirt cheap in 1980 and now really wish you had purchased it. Perhaps you committed some sin that you now desperately regret. Friends, the Apostle Paul also had regrets. If you remember, the Apostle Paul, before his conversion, actively persecuted the early church. Paul strived to imprison Christians. It is likely that some of his actions led to Christian executions. Yes, I'm very sure Paul regretted a lot of his past. But it seems that Paul learned not to dwell on the past. In the common English version of the Bible, Paul's words in Philippians chapter 4 say this: I do this one thing. I forget about the things behind me and reach out for the things ahead of me. The goal I pursue is the prize of God's upward call in Christ Jesus. Brethren, Paul was able to leave things behind and move forward. Friends, dwelling on the past, especially any type of tainted past, can greatly hinder you from moving forward. But we must keep this in mind. Paul wrote these inspiring words that we just read many years after his conversion. Friends, I doubt that at the moment of his conversion, Paul was able to immediately forget that he had committed atrocities toward Christians that I'm sure that he regretted. It took time to forget. It took effort. And it took the leading of the Holy Spirit to enable Paul to move and look forward. Brethren, we can all regret the negative things in our lives. But to dwell on regrets can and will be an unfruitful endeavor. Brethren, it's very true. If we are to be happy, content, and productive Christians, we cannot afford to live in the past. Let us rather look forward to the promise given to us in Revelation 21, quote, He who sat on the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. Let us pray. Father God, as we live our lives on this earth, help us to look forward to your eternal kingdom. Amen. Friends, I would like to invite you to join us in worship at 11 o'clock each Sunday morning at Lyerly United Methodist Church, which is located across the street from Lyerly Elementary School. Also, please check out our church Facebook page, where our weekly worship services are recorded and posted each Sunday afternoon. Have a good day, and may God bless.